Welcome to episode 493, the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by producer Gerald.
Hey, everybody.
No Dan, he's on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sick. I have allergies, though, right now.
Yeah, you sound a little stuffed up, and you got a little cough going.
Yeah, I did a little work outside yesterday, and by a little bit, I mean like all freaking day, and then today I've got just this sweet, sweet drainage.
Mm.
And I don't feel bad. Just hear that. You hear that congestion.
Yeah. So you getting that fence fixed?
Sort of. So I have chickens, and they have a like 10 foot by 16 foot run area, like the pen area, the fenced in area that they can be in. It's totally enclosed. And then they have a 10 by 10 coop that's attached to, a really big coop. What I did was I actually fenced off the area because it's in the corner of my fence. I have a chain link fence on my property. I fenced off the area from to the right and behind it. Mm-hmm. And then I made it, hooked up an automatic door. And so now my chickens not only have the area inside, but they can actually come out in free range. The door automatically opens in the morning, closes at night.
Oh,
uses
nice.
A photo cell to do that. Charges by solar. And so they are semi-free range now. They can come out. They don't have, I mean, it's not my full yard, but it's a pretty damn big area for them to also free range in. And so should lead to less food, better quality eggs, blah, 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 you know.
Right.
So I had the first pen that we started with is a like a dog kennel, like a big one. And so it has a panel that's removable at the bottom where you could put like a doghouse attachment they sell, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to put that panel back up because I'm not using all the panels. And then I had to take that section out. Then I had to make a plywood square rectangle to fit in that hole and then paint all that up. And then I had to cut out a door inside of that. And then I trimmed that out and everything. And then once that's all mounted, then I had to, I'm using the coop controls kit. And so it's all, it just has one actuating arm on there. And so hooked up to a motor, runs to a solar panel, everything wires up to a 12 volt battery. It's a pretty well self-contained unit. You just had to wire it all up and connect everything.
Now, do you got a camera added to make sure that the door is open and closed?
So I don't. It's actually too far for my Wi-Fi to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I've wanted to run Ethernet back there. It's just a long way. And I always told myself when and if I run power back there, I'll run Ethernet at the same time. But it's just not something I've done.
Right.
So I want that, though, because I want to live stream them.
Yeah, so I was saying if you can stream to make sure the door opens and closes and you can peek.
I want to get them on TikTok.
Oh.
I want to get the chickens on TikTok. Just live chicken cam 24/7. And get them on Instagram and everything. Just be full chickens. But yeah, so that's what I did yesterday. And because of that, now I'm all stuffy and everything. It's just, for the people that aren't in the South right now, it's just hot and miserable every day.
Yeah, yes it is.
It got hot early this year. So, I mean, we haven't been below 90 in probably two and a half weeks now.
Right.
When it rains, it's like 20 minutes of rain and then the humidity spikes. It's scorching outside and we're doing it all with like a 90% humidity anyways. I mean, it is. It's lovely.
Yes, it is.
So once you get out there and start sweating, there's no reason not to finish a project because you're gross after about 5 minutes.
Yes, you are. It's so sticky, sweaty.
Yeah, so there's no reason not to finish at that point. So that's what I did yesterday.
Now, weren't you going to originally, or one time, we were going to do it to where your whole chicken coop moved? Your chicken?
Yeah, I would like to have done that. But I didn't start there. And what I have now is just too permanent. So they do that so that they can get fresh grass. But if I'm able to free range, I think I can solve some of those problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I own property behind my fence line as well. And so back there, I recently cleared off half of that area. I actually want to put a fence behind my fence, like a wooden, like farm fence back there. And I want to be able to open the gate, the through gate. And so that there's kind of two different areas that I can move them between.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can let grass grow in one, you know, depending on which one I let them out of.
Right.
So I can kind of push them to different fields, but I don't know. Right now I'm project out. Got so much going on, and I have that food truck, you know?
Right. Now, do you guys name the chickens? They have names yet?
They have names, yeah. They're pretty generic names, though.
Bill, Steve, Karen.
Yeah. I mean, they're not that. They're also ladies.
Oh, they're all ladies. Okay.
Yeah, except for the one rooster. Now, here's the thing. If they blow up, if they go viral, I will allow new names. They're not, they're dumb. They're not stuck to their names.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind.
Right.
Started now, Patreon for them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I want to go all the way in on them. 100% of the proceeds right back into making the chicken coop more efficient, better, bigger, water slides, everything.
Water slides.
Why not?
Chickens have water slides?
No, they're dumb.
Oh. I don't know.
Here's
much
the thing
about
a chicken, though, is if one chicken decided to go down the water slide, they would all go down. Chickens are a pack animal for sure, a pack bird, and they're not smart. Or I just got a bad batch. Maybe I just got a batch that's not smart, but I think it's all of them. They have tiny little brains.
Right.
They're basically little velociraptors. The way they move, the way they run, the way they hunt.
Are you throwing like mice or anything in there with them or?
No. So I do throw down scratch, which is just a mixture of different grains and corn and seeds and whatnot. I do throw that down on the ground and let them scratch around for it because it's supposed to simulate how it would be if they were in the like a treat area or a forest or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're not just used to always eating out of a feeder. I do have a feeder. so mine are, I kind of have bougie-ass chickens, to be honest with you. Like, if it's real hot, they stay inside because my coop is pretty well ventilated.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty well. They're almost like inside chickens. Of course, they absolutely never come inside, but you know what I mean.
Right, right.
But now that I got that going yesterday, they're spending all their time outside because it's a whole new world for them. And I'm a little worried if something spooks them, they'll fly out of the fence.
Mm.
Or I'm also worried that a hawk will scoop them up.
Right.
But let's be honest, my chickens are getting old. I don't know how much longer they're going to lay eggs. And at some point, you got to give them the freedom they want.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hope the owls and the hawks stay away, stay at bay. Because I have hawks everywhere over here.
Right. I think when I drove out there one day, I saw like a hawk on the road, like, I guess it hit something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was a little bit past your house. It was that one neighborhood that I really liked back way back there. It was going back that way.
Yeah, there's hawks everywhere. They circle my house with the chickens in the pen. So I'm sure they're going to get scooped up.
You wouldn't put a cage over it? Like
it would just be hard. It's surrounded by trees back there. And so you would constantly have, like my roofs now have limbs and everything over top of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is set back even further, and it's a big area. It would just be a big undertaking. Gotcha. And just not one I think I'm willing to do. Now, what you can do is put poles on the corner, and you can run just random string in crazy patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a hawk looks down, it can't. Hawks are smart. They're the opposite of chickens. When a hawk looks down, it can't figure out what's happening, so it won't swoop in when it sees that wire. Or that rope running in crazy directions, it won't swoop in because it doesn't want to get hung up.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So you can choose like a paracord, and you can just run it in random patterns above head. It won't catch any leaves or anything because it's just paracord. And that'll keep a hawk out. And so if I lose a couple, I may look into some of these alternatives. But as it stands right now, I just kind of want to see, because I don't want to do extra work if I don't have to.
So. Yeah, one of my coworkers, one of the cops, she has chickens, or she had chickens, and they went on vacation for a week. When they came back, all their chickens were gone.
Damn. No idea what happened?
They found feathers all over the place, so they're thinking some kind of bird, hawk, owl, eagle, something came down and took them.
Yeah, I did a lot of precautions when I put my coop in and when I put my run in. And so, you know, I have predator apron all the way around, which is just a fancy name for wire on the ground, which keeps prevent like a coyote or something from digging under. All of my doors themselves all have barrel locks, and they all have carabiners in them. Or gate locks, I should say, and they all have carabiners in them. So it's pretty secure, because even raccoons can open carabiners, but it's hard for them because they got them sneaky ass thumbs.
Yeah.
Because a raccoon will kill a chicken as well.
Damn.
And so I've been lucky. I've never had anything get in. I've never had a chicken be injured. I've had them for about 3 years now, maybe even a little longer.
They're still producing eggs pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. They crank them out.
I know, that's nice not having to worry about having to go buy eggs.
It is. I'm not an egg guy, though.
Mm.
I mean, they're okay. Look at my drink. This is Kroger water, Walmart water, but it's got zero sugar tang in it because I'm a child.
Tang. I haven't had tang in years.
I haven't either. And I ran in the dollar store to get something, Dollar General, to get something the other day. And they had a whole section of zero sugar, like powders for water.
Mm-hmm.
And front and center, they had tang. And I was like, two things. I didn't know they made tang anymore, and I didn't know they had a sugar-free option. And so this is my first one, and I'll be honest, it's not bad.
Especially where you haven't had tang in forever.
Yeah. Like, that was my first sip you just watched me take, and it's pretty delightful, actually. Like, hey, this tang might be onto something.
Right. So I'm looking at a picture of someone who did that, like, crazy wiring over their chicken coop. So they got wires going, string and stuff going everywhere. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah. Go to, type in coop control.
Coop control.
You might have to put ghost controls, coop control, which is the company that makes it. My dog's barking. I don't know if you can hear him or not.
No.
I don't know if my audio's picking up, but he's decided to bark nonstop. And I can't see your screen.
Ghost. Oh, sorry. Share screen. You guys can't see this, but just like I said, just Google it.
Just Google that shit. Yeah, so see, that's the kit that I installed. Of course, mine's much more robust. Like, my coop is not like that.
Okay.
That's the kind of coop I started with. Like, that's what my first coop looked like. Hmm. But then, like, in all things in life, I'm like, that's not good enough.
Right.
Because I'm a big believer in that. I had like six chickens in a coop that size. It says it can hold 10, and I just didn't feel like that was true. And so I upgraded. I took an old shed and I converted half of it into a coop, so you can actually walk inside. You can be inside the room with them, and they're separate from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's raised with storage underneath of it. And then that leads out to a pen, half of which I built, and the other half, which was the one I'd already had. I wish I'd just built the whole thing and scrapped the dog kennel, but it's fine. But that door automatically opens and closes. Looks like that one you're looking at is jacked up, because that door should be at 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah, and that one's at an angle.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like that. I mean, It's pretty, I got this at the $5 store like 3 years ago.
Oh, damn.
And I told myself I was going to use it. And then when it actually, when I put their coop in, I went with a different system. I actually went with Omelet is what it's called. But I went with that system instead because it was battery powered. That system has quit working, so I just have the Omelet door on the inside and it doesn't do anything. I think I have to rewire it, but I haven't had the opportunity. But anyways, so I've had that system, and I didn't have all the pieces for it because I got it at the $5 store and it was loose. Well, I since over the years have collected the pieces that I needed through finding them places on sale and whatnot. And so I finally had everything, and I wanted to free range them, so I went ahead and used this. So total cost, I'm probably... I don't know, probably less than $50.
That's good.
Yeah. And you see, it looks like it's a little bit under $200 for the kit. And so, and I also added the solar part to it as well, which I did not have. So I have it run into a 10 watt solar panel, which is enough to keep that 12 volt battery charged for as little as it uses to open and close that door twice a day.
Nice.
So that's my setup there. You see all that other ghost control stuff to open those fancy fences? I have that as well. Yeah. So if I want to be fancy one day.
And build a stone wall around your complex.
Yeah, my compound. I would love one day to live on a farm, like off the path, and I would love to have a little gate.
Would you have a full farm animals or just a couple?
I'd like to do goats. Obviously, I'd like to do chickens. And I'd like to start there. I'm not saying I wouldn't do anything else, but I think I'd like to start there. I'm not into raising animals to kill them.
Pigs and cows.
Yeah. And to be clear, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's probably the best way to get your food is to raise it yourself. I'm just not wired for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have a cow named Betsy and then take her to the... to the slaughterhouse. I just can't.
Right.
Or the meat processing or whatever you want to call it. So I'm just not wired for it. So I would like to start with animals that produce things I could use. So chickens, and then with goats, I'm probably not going to slam a nice like frothy glass of goat milk, but you can use goats for a lot of different things. You can make soap out of it. They make goat's milk lotion. They make lip balm, chapstick. So you can produce a lot with the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be interested in that. And then, of course, I want bees. I've always wanted bees. I want to do my own honey.
Yeah, the cop that has the chickens that left, she has bee. She's a beekeeper now. But she has bees. She brought us some honey, but she, like, it took her 6 months just to get so much, like, honey, and it was ridiculous. She's like,
yeah.
She got, I need more bees so I can make more honey.
I was like a crack addict.
Mm-hmm. But the honey was good. Natural honey.
Yeah, I want like a micro farm. Like I want a small but like well set up, as automated as possible farm that I can just enjoy and maybe set up at like a farmer's market and sell some of the stuff.
Would you guys grow up like plants?
I don't know. Vegetables? I suck at growing plants. They make a turnkey one. It's called Flow Hive. They're pricey. But they're a totally enclosed unit. And so everything from housing the bees to processing the honey, you literally like put a key in, like a gear, and you turn it and all the honey flows straight out into the jar like a tap. As you can see there. So you don't do any of the other crap that you always see people doing. So it's actually the comb is inside that clear part above those jars you're looking at.
Yeah,
and when
that.
You open it up, it actually shifts those. Oh shit, I punched my table. It shifts the that honeycomb. And so the honey, when it shifts one up, one down, one up, one down, one up, one down, that honey will flow free out of it into the jars. And then you take the taps out, you put it back together, and they start filling it back up. They don't have to make new comb.
That's cool.
Yeah, a little pricey, like I said, and I think it ships from somewhere else. So it ships from like, and I'll be wrong, but it ships from like somewhere in the UK, I think. So pricey, a time delay. It does come, you can get it unfinished, but even unfinished, it's fairly expensive. But yeah, that's where I would start. Goats, bees, chickens. Oh, look, I like that one. Oh, that's cool too. People are accessorizing their flow hives.
I know they're painting them different.
Yeah, look at that. They painted bees on there. Realistic. Everybody's setting jars of honey on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show that they get honey.
Yeah, just, hey, look, we get honey.
Well, like everybody's doing the same thing.
It's crazy how like, the honey's just different colors.
Yeah, so that just depends on what flowers the bees are around and what they have access to.
Because even in like,
you'll taste subtle differences in the flavor as well.
Because like in this one, if you look at inside the hive, even the hive's got different colors. It almost matches the honey up on top.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. And what's crazy is those panels, they're basically laser cut. There's not much to it, but where your money is at in the way the system works. Yeah, that's a good shot of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so what those do is those actually shift and they break those membranes and let it kind of flow out.
So there's multiple doors you can just plug in. That's neat.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, so I would start there. I think I would eventually get a full setup, a full operation. I think that's part of the process. I think it's cathartic probably to go out there and just get your honey and collect it and be around the bees and everything and actually take it and spin it and all that stuff. So yeah, that's where I would start. Now do you have a desire to live on the land?
No.
None. Not remotely interested.
Nope. I don't want animals besides a dog. That's it.
You want to be in the city?
I mean, I'd go a little bit further out than around where you're at. That's probably as far as I'd go. Or that one neighborhood way behind you that I really like.
Yeah.
But I want to be in a neighborhood. I want to have neighbors, but I don't want them like to where I open up my front door and they're 10 feet away from me on the right. Where we're sharing driveways.
Right.
Which I do now. They cut through my neighbors cut through my driveway and park in the damn yard. And they're not supposed to park in the yard.
That's unacceptable on a lot of levels.
But if I call the police on them or call the parking the city, then they'll know it's me.
Right.
Because our other neighbor on the other side of me or on the other side of them, they call because they're always parking in front of their yard and or on the street. And taking their parking places up because she has like 9 people that live over next door.
You need new neighbors.
There's like 9 cars over there. So they called and they had a big old deal arguing outside. It basically almost get led to like fisticuffs. And I'm like, nah, I'm not dealing with that shit. Flat tires.
What a mess. Now, what are you drinking? Is that just regular water?
Regular water.
You got to get you some Tang.
Mm-mm. I was never a Tang person.
Unofficially, we're sponsored by Tang.
I was a big Capri Sun guy back in the day.
Yeah, I love a Capri Sun.
Oh my God. I was drinking all kinds of Capri Suns when I was younger.
I think I probably still love a Capri Sun.
I haven't had a Capri Sun in ages.
Same, but I bet I still like them.
Probably.
You know what I bet I don't like that I liked as a kid? A fruit roll-up. I bet that now as an adult, I would find that to be completely unacceptable. but as a child, I loved a fruit roll up or fruit by the foot.
Oh, yeah.
Or even a Gushers. Remember fruit Gushers?
Mm-hmm.
They explode in your mouth.
Yep.
But it was never as magical as you wanted it to be because they were in a pack getting hot and they were all stuck together.
I remember the fruit ice creams at the long, long tubes.
Yep.
You break
like the cheap cheaps?
Yeah, the cheap stuff.
You get like 100 of them for like $10.
Yep.
You put them in the freezer and you wanted one, but they weren't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then after you have three of them, you forget what they're up there and you never want another one. Did you do the little hugs?
Hugs.
They're like the, just type in little hugs. You'll see what I'm talking about. They're like the little barrels of sugar water.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They're just different colored flavored sugar water.
Yep.
They had that like aluminum peel top on it.
It took forever to get off.
Forever. And you couldn't get all the pieces off even if you tried. I always wanted those. My parents wouldn't buy them for me very often. Which is crazy because I think they're cheap. But they wouldn't get them for me. It's probably because they're terrible for you.
Yeah, a pack of 20 is only $3.89 right now. So shoot, they were probably $2 back in the day.
Pack of 20 is how much? $4?
Yeah, at Kroger.
Golly.
You're
that's
try.
Value.
But they're not big, though.
It's just colored simple syrup, though. It is just, I don't even think they have different flavors. I think they're all just sugar water. But yeah, so I like those a lot.
And it says only 1 gram sugar per bottle.
Yeah, that's not what we were getting back in the day.
Good source of vitamin B and E, 8 ounces.
But that's also probably not true. Yeah, but there's no way ours were 1 gram back in the day. You could chew the sugar.
I think it was 100 grams.
Yeah, it was all the grams.
Fruit punch, blue raspberry, kiwi, strawberry, and grape.
You remember Mondo's? They were like the Kool-Aid jammers. They were called, I think, Mondo, M-O-N-D-O, maybe.
Mondo drink. Okay, yeah, I remember the Kool-Aid jammers, but I don't.
Yeah, so that's Kool-Aid jammers there, and then those are your Mondos.
They had
like a
those
different shaped top on them that you twisted off. Oh, see, there's a good comparison. See the two blues that are out?
Oh, yeah.
That's showing you the difference between like a Kool-Aid jammer and a Mondo. Mondo had that thick tab on top.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I've had any of those.
Yeah,
I've had the Kool-Aid jammer.
Water. But I used to get jazzed up when my parents would buy me those. Look at this, the squeezes. I remember those too.
Mm-hmm. Remember the squeezes? Yes, I've had those.
Yeah. Was your go-to Capri Sun when you were young? Is that what your go-to was?
Yeah, we had a lot. I drank a lot of Capri Sun when I was younger.
Now, were you? I could still, as an adult, don't think I could put a straw in the right way.
I can get my wife still drinks them every now and then. I can get a straw, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, she I either go it through the back, or I can't get to go in at all, and then it dulls the tip of the straw. Maybe it's easier now.
I think it's still just as hard.
As a child, though, you had to be like a mechanical engineer to open a Capri Sun.
But see, sometimes I would want two of them because, you know, you don't get much drink, so I would cut them open and just pour them into, like, another bottle.
That's serial killer shit. I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that. You don't ever open the pouch that contains the Capri Sun.
Yeah, I did. I'd cut the corner of it. I've even cut the corner of it and just drank it from there.
No, if you're listening now and you're a parent, and if you're cutting those for your kids, you're setting them up for failure. Stop that. Don't allow it to happen and don't encourage it.
Now, did you ever do the big bag of sugar and mix it with Kool-Aid?
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, heck yeah.
You get like the scoop of the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You mix it up in a big jug and then throw some ice in it. Put it in the refrigerator.
No, we would just straight up like put your finger in it and eat it.
Like a Fun Dip?
Kind of. Just you get a baggie and you put like a cup of sugar in it. And
no,
you
I never
your Kool-Aid,
did that.
Get a small Kool-Aid pack. Put that in there and shake it all up.
You're making Fun Dip and you're using your finger as a stick.
Yep.
No, I didn't ever do that.
Oh, we did that.
Isn't Kool-Aid, now I could be wrong here, and I know you're adding sugar, but isn't it tart like that?
Mm-mm. The sugar makes it.
Look at that Fun Dip. They come with that chalky stick that you dip in that, basically that powder.
Yeah, so we basically would make our own with Kool-Aid.
Oh, I have a revelation here. As a kid, I used to buy Fun Dip and throw the powder away. I just wanted the stick.
You could have used
I
the
like
powder
that
for,
chalky stick.
You could have used the powder for Kool-Aid.
Could have. I could have mixed with some water and had a nice beverage, but I didn't because I was a child. What about Pop Rocks? Where do you land on those?
I had those, but I really wasn't a big fan of them.
Yeah, too much action in your mouth. What is that, a giant gummy worm?
That was a gummy worm.
That's disgusting.
3 pounds and 4 calories. Or four.
That's disgusting. There's no way you could eat that. There's no way you should eat that. And there's no way you could eat that in a timely manner.
Oh, no.
Why does it have a video? Oh, my God. Look what this guy's doing.
Yeah. That's done on purpose.
That guy's enjoying that worm more than anyone I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that dark colored box of the Fun Dip?
Mystery flavor.
Oh, that's what I want. Just the powder they swept up at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever fell on the floor as they ran the different flavors.
It's a mixture of it. There's a Valentine mystery flavor.
I bet it's very similar to the normal mystery flavor.
Damn, Walmart. It says Walmart's got it in stock.
Shit. A candy bra.
Yep.
That doesn't look comfortable. It's got that shitty candy on it, too. Like the string candy.
Mm-hmm. I was never one of the candy necklaces and stuff like that.
Yeah, they taste like crap. Oh, you see those bottles? Use the little... Scroll up.
Bubble Joe.
They were on there. They went away. Those right there, number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the wax bottles. They're like Nick and Nips or something like that. Those are my jam.
Never had
that's basically
those.
The juice from like a little hug inside of a wax bottle that you could chew on.
Oh, I hated these things. That...
Circus peanuts?
Yes.
They're disgusting. I think Dan loves them. Every now and then, when I look at them long enough, I think I like a circus peanut. And then I get them, like even now, like every 5 years, I'll get one. I'll eat one and I'll throw the bag away. They're pretty vile.
Airheads, Ring Pop. Oh, Ring Pops.
Ring Pops were good too.
Mm-hmm. Still like Nerds, or did like Nerds when I was eating doing sugar.
Yeah.
Bubble Tape. I used to tear some bubble tape up.
What about Big League Chew?
We did the Big League Chew also.
Yeah, Big League Chew is pretty good.
I remember lollies. Need to get a friend who wants some candy after this. Seeing all this candy. Just, a whole bunch of candy bars.
Just for the record, I would take a candy bar over all that candy we just looked at.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm not a candy guy. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, huge candy guy. He is also a candy bar guy, but he's pro candy.
He's got a sweet tooth on him, huh?
Hell yeah. Big time. But I'm not a candy guy.
So what was your candy bar of choice?
So growing up, I'm still the same. I like, so Reese's,
mm-hmm.
The best candy bar on earth. I'm also pro Snicker.
I like me a Snicker.
I'm pro Twix.
Like a Twix.
And then a little bit of a curveball here. I'm pro Mr. Goodbar.
Not a Mr. Goodbar guy. Do like a Milky Way.
See, I'm not a Milky Way. So just to be clear, I'll eat all of these. I can be not a Milky Way guy and still pop a Milky Way and enjoy it.
Like a Three Musketeer too.
Yeah, you a nougat guy?
No, not a nougat.
I don't like nougat.
Nope.
Yeah, Milky Way like all nougat? Not Milky Way, but Three Musketeers. Mr. Goodbar is just chocolate and peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
I also like a Hershey's bar with almonds.
Not an almond person, but I will eat it.
Yeah. So I like all those. But if you like were like, hey, you gotta do the Mount Rushmore of candy bars, I go Reese's, Snickers, Twix.
But is Reese's actually a candy bar?
Yeah. I understand it's not in bar form, but it's a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Kit Kat, I'll be honest, I think Kit Kat's overrated.
I like a Kit Kat.
They're fine. I don't think they deserve the, I don't think they deserve the credit they get though.
So here we go. I like the fast break.
Yeah, I fuck with a fast break. You ever have a Reese's Sticks?
No, I haven't had the sticks.
They're like the wafers. They're really good. Also, Payday being up top up there, I disagree with that.
Yeah, no, not a Payday guy.
Mm-mm.
I like the
now,
Nestle Crunch.
Twix gets it right as far as the proportions go and the like the caramel to chocolate ratio.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that.
Yeah, and Snickers is a perfect bar for me. It has everything you need inside of it.
Like a mound.
Snickers is really, it's unfortunate because Snickers is by far the best candy bar if Reese's don't exist. But you can't top chocolate and peanut butter together.
I'm not a big Baby Ruth or a Butterfinger.
Click on that one, that the second picture on the top there that just has all the bars. Let me see if I'm forgetting something. Don't think that I am.
A thousand grand.
100 grand overrated.
Almond Joy, Mounds.
Oh, Almond Joy. Almond Joy probably breaks my top. Almond Joy above Twix. Can't believe I forgot about Almond Joy.
Take Five. I don't think I've ever had a Take Five.
I don't know if I have either. Yeah, so I go Reese's, Snickers, Almond Joy, Twix. That's my top four. Mr. Good Bar, honorable mention.
There's a zero, whatchamacallit, score, Rolo, Heath. Heath is good.
I don't like any of that. Well, I mean, I'm fine with all of those, but I don't love any of those.
York.
Get out of here with your York peppermint patty. Butterfinger. Butterfinger is one of those things where I like, ooh, I'd love to have a Butterfingers, and then one bite in, it's stuck in my teeth, and I don't want any more.
Mm-hmm. Nestle Crunch. Milk Duds.
Milk Duds. What about a Whopper?
I like a Whopper. Whopper and Junior Mint. Those are some of my go-tos at the movie theater.
I like at the movie theater, which I don't go to be clear. I like a snow cap and I like a cookie dough. Dan shit on both of those last week when we were talking. Cause Dan's a candy bar elitist.
Yeah.
See, we just had an agreeable conversation where we allowed others to have thoughts on the candy bars. Dan wouldn't have allowed this conversation to happen.
Oh my God, what is this?
He would have told you you're stupid for liking whatever you like, and that would have been the end of it. I've tried the Fruity Pebble bars.
Probably doesn't taste good.
It's okay. It's white chocolate with Fruity Pebbles in it. I don't like white chocolate that much. It's not even chocolate. Is that a chocolate Payday? That brown Payday?
Yeah. Chocolate Payday. Yep.
That's going to look even more like shit.
Oh, yeah, when you poop like that out.
Yeah. Now, what about a Goo Goo?
Goo Goo.
Goo Goo cluster.
No, I'm not a fan of those.
You don't like a Goo Goo?
Yeah, no.
Dude, that's like from here. Like from, this is like your heritage.
It's not my heritage.
Yeah, this is you.
No.
They're like made in Nashville or something.
Yeah, no, I didn't like those because I remember trying the original.
Don't let me be wrong. See where Goo Goos are made. I think they're made in Nashville.
Yep.
Yeah.
1 minute walk from the Johnny Cash Museum.
You can actually go, you can pay to go there, and they will actually, like, you hand make your own Goo Goos. Can't believe you're shitting on your heritage like that.
I shouldn't know my heritage. I'm not from Nashville.
That's your candy.
Nah.
That's your chocolate bar. What about a moon pie? I've moved from candy bars.
Oh, I used to like moon pies.
Yeah.
But see, they used to be way bigger back in the day.
Oh, they're so tiny now. They're like a half dollar now.
I remember being younger and nothing would be massive. And I'd be like, okay, I'm like what she has in her hand right now.
That's how they used to look, yeah. Yeah, they don't look anything like that now.
Mm-mm. They're tiny now.
Yeah. They're still good, though.
He's got it right. Just
eating it right out of the package.
Mm-hmm.
What about the double-decker there? They come in different flavors, too. You can get, like, banana and...
A Mountain Dew? That's
apparently Mountain Dew, which is gross.
Yeah, no.
That color is not appealing visually. There's the orange one.
Pumpkin spice. Oh, the mint chocolate. I bet you mint chocolate.
Pumpkin spice. That's disgusting. Banana moon pie is pretty good, too.
Yeah, there's a banana. Salted caramel. Strawberry.
Vanilla. Yeah, chocolate's the OG there, though.
Yeah.
The one I grew up with. Oh, we've talked about it before, but you're a little Debbie guy.
Yeah. Well, I was. I don't eat that shit no more.
You don't eat it, but I still say in your heart you're a little Debbie guy.
Yeah, I'd say I am.
Yeah. You still reserve a special place for little Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at these, do you feel some type of way?
Mm-mm.
Not like an addict being around drugs.
Yeah, no. Just remembering, like, oh, I used to eat that. I used to eat that. Oh, I used to eat a whole box of those in one sitting.
And that Nutty Buddy, though? Nutty Buddy's slap. I like those.
See, now where I'm from, we have this company, Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes. I'm familiar.
Yeah, because now they're down here, but we're made up north where where my family's from.
They're made in Hopkinsville, Kentucky now.
Yep, they have a factory there. Oh, well, we used to just tear these up.
You know, the fun fact, they also make the, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. They make all the mix for every Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit that's made.
Damn.
So whether you're buying the kit or you're getting one at the restaurant, I believe all of the mix for the Cheddar Bay biscuits comes from Hopkinsville, Kentucky for Red Lobster.
That's wild.
Those are good biscuits, too.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The ones that you make out of the box are just as good as the store or the restaurant.
Yeah, we get a box every now and then. My wife will make some.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't cook, so she does cooking.
Yeah, it's probably time for you to learn how to cook, too.
Nah, that's what I married her for.
Yeah, it's probably time.
Yeah.
Probably time. You start cooking and that you give... You give goo-goos a chance. I'm not saying you eat them, but I'm saying you give them a chance. Oh, my gosh, my back hurts.
Oh, from all that yard work.
All that cooping, yeah. So last week we talked about we made an unofficial play date to play Ninja Turtles with Dan and Marshall 205. It's on Game Pass.
Yep.
And we did that. We played.
Oh, nice. How'd it go?
It went well. I was Donatello. Dan was Raphael. Now, I want to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Marshall 205, because he is not a... he's not a patient person. He's not a... I wouldn't say he's the most, like... Let me think. I wouldn't say he is the absolute best at... He's not good at reaching, like, a compromise. I think that's the word I'll use.
Uh-oh.
And so I want to give a special shout out to him because his favorite Ninja Turtle is Donatello, who I scooped up. And his second favorite is Raphael, which Dan scooped up.
Oh, no.
So he played that game with his third favorite, which was Michelangelo. Now, from the beginning, all four turtles are available, and so is Splinter. And then you also have access to April O'Neil. Casey Jones is an unlockable character, but I think you have to beat the game first.
Right, which I think Garrett said on Twitter how to get that.
You have to beat the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're having a good time. it's really pulling at my heartstrings. It's very nostalgic. It feels good. It's not hard, or it hasn't been hard yet. It's just, it feels like classic Turtles. I mean, it feels like they picked up right where they left off. It got me thinking a lot about Turtles and about my childhood, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Dan also loved it. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, it's hard to tell. He said he had fun, but he didn't seem to be as into it as we are. But we're going to finish it either way as a group. So we're going to schedule another date, and we're going to play again. But then after Dan went to bed, because we were already on Xbox, me and Marshall 205 jumped into Golf with Friends, which is like a mini golf that's on Game Pass. And we played that for a while, and that was also fun.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've seen that set. Limited Run Games is doing several of the physical. I've thought pretty hard about it. It's a pre-order situation. I don't want the crazy one, but they sell a Switch version that comes in like a VHS case.
Yeah, I see that.
Which I think is cool.
On there.
That big set's $200, though. It comes with a mini arcade. I don't think that arcade's playable, though. I think it's just like it plays a theme song.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's like a working, just like a screen.
Yeah, I think it just plays the theme song. And the theme song's been re-recorded for this.
I don't even know if I remember the theme song.
Yeah, you do. If you heard it, you would.
I know. As soon as I heard it, I would remember it.
Yeah, it's a little pop punky now. But yeah, it's. I had fun with it. Shredder's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. It is on Game Pass. It's also available on everything else. I think it's $30. And then Limited Run is pre-ordering physical copies, I think, until July 10th, maybe. Something like that. If you're interested there. Now, do you have any interest in this?
No, because I would, by the time I play it, it would be a single player.
Yeah.
I'd be playing by myself.
Yeah, so what they keep saying, and what I keep hearing everybody say, is like it's as much fun as you can have in one of these beat-em-ups, these shmups. And people are playing through it multiple times.
Oh, see, I'd get mad at this one. Look, it says one randomly selected turtle mask in this.
Oh, I for sure get Raphael, and I'd be pissed.
Yeah. See, I would want Donatello. I'd get mad if I didn't get Donatello.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Raphael's a prick. And Michelangelo's a waste of a turtle.
Yeah.
Changed my mind. He sucks. He doesn't take anything serious. I understand he's comic relief, but at some point you have to be a part of the situation. To be an adult, you have to add to the group. Raphael, he lets his anger get in the way. He's probably a great member of the team. He's a pretty logical thinker, but that anger rules him. Mm-hmm. Leonardo, he's what he's supposed to be, right? He's straight and narrow. He's a leader. And Donatello is the brains of the group.
Yep.
I think it's funny that Dan's favorite turtle is Raphael, though.
Which weird. When he loves purple.
Yeah. Yeah, but Donatello's so good. He's everything you want out of a turtle.
He just beats you up with a stick.
Casey Jones looks good.
Yeah, Casey does look good. They say
April's really overpowered in that game. She's real OP.
Yeah, I think that's Dan was saying that last week. I wonder if they eventually maybe you can unlock and play a Shredder.
That'd be pretty cool. But you'd be fighting the foot. That'd be weird.
That's okay. You can do it.
But I will say, if I could play as Shredder, I would, just see what it's like. Now, next time we play, and I've not disclosed this to him, but next time I play, I'm going to allow for the show Marshall 205 to have Donatello, and I'm going to play as April just to see how overpowered she is.
Gotcha.
That Turtles van, I have that, the original.
Yeah, I remember you showing me that one.
I have all my turtle shit. So good.
That Shredder's mask looks pretty cool.
Damn, it's $430, though. Oh, yeah. It's super cool, though. Let me tell you what I like about that shredder mask is that if you had that on a shelf, I don't know how many people would walk in and immediately realize it, but the ones that did.
Oh, yep.
You know those are your people. Because that's, to me, that is absolutely a shredder mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm ordering, I ordered a Lego shirt that doesn't say Lego on it. It's just the space. You know the space guys?
Yeah.
They have just a symbol to planet and that. So
yeah.
It's a blue one, so I ordered that.
With the, like, the little swoosh.
Yep. And the only people that'll get it are the people that get it.
Yeah.
I
like
is.
Things like that. I feel like this is like that. Like if you had this mounted on the wall,
mm-hmm.
like not on the wall, but on a shelf, like a little, you know, top light on it. I think some people would walk in and be like, oh, it's a cool samurai mask. But there are other people that would immediately be like, is that a shredder mask?
Yeah.
Where did you get that at? Who makes this? I can't see that.
It's on Etsy.
Okay, yeah, he's video. On Etsy. It's TMNT 1990 Shredder Helmet Replica, $430 if you guys want to look it up.
Yeah, Medio 3D. It looks like they make it.
It's 3D printed. It looks like metal.
The Judge Dredd one looks pretty legit, too.
$290. It does. I'm less of a Judge Dredd guy, though.
Are you the Sylvester Stallone or the new one? Or do you probably didn't watch the new one.
Stallone, yeah, I didn't watch the new one.
I like the new one. So besides Shredder, Revenge, and the golf, play anything else?
Fall Guys updated the new season finally. It went free to play.
Oh, yeah, so I'm sure all kinds of people were playing.
Yeah, and they added the new levels, and so it was really good. We've gotten several wins already on the new levels.
Oh, nice.
It's been fun. I still like Fall Guys. I just think it's important that we don't stick only to Fall Guys. I like rotating stuff in and out. So it's been good. Did you play anything different or
actually, still
grinding
yes.
away?
So I 100% completed in Platinum Star Wars Force Awakens, Lego Star Wars Force Awakens.
Correct.
Which I sent you as a picture of the Platinum. But then
yep.
I didn't realize that there were downloadable levels. So I downloaded those and played through those levels 100%. Platinum them, which one of the trophies I had to go online. All the other trophies I was able to get on my own without going online. But one of them I had to go online to get the trophy.
To figure out how to get it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it doesn't explain like how to do it. And I'm like, what the hell? And then so once I saw how to do it, I was like, okay, that's easy. So then I started up Last of Us 2.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm playing that now.
That's a hard pivot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a light game that's all about gameplay and being silly and having fun to like the darkest, deepest feels.
Right. So like, no spoiler. You've already played it. Dan's have already played it. So,
mm-hmm.
So the fans, I'm sure. So like when I knew Joel was going to die.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know when and how he was going to die.
It's worse than you expected, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's bad.
And it did not, like, it just came out of nowhere. I'm like, I did not expect it the way it was. I was like, oh shit. When she shot his leg and half his leg, like kneecap was gone.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
I will say, because I played that game when it first came out and I did not like the first Last of Us. And I went into the second one kind of open minded, but also worried I would feel the same. The accessibility stuff changed that game for me.
Mm-hmm.
But as someone who didn't care about those characters as much and didn't care about that first one, that was brutal. And
yeah.
It got me in the feels. It's
then,
bad.
Then it was neat how they did it is they made you play as the girl that shot him as Abby.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
And I was like, oh, that makes it even worse. Cause I was like, okay, maybe she's going to help out and she's gonna play and then she's gonna team up with Ellie because like I try to stay away from anything like any news or anything on the game so I didn't spoil it before I played it. So I think I'm in chapter 3, so Ellie is on her way to the hospital. I just got to the hospital right now.
Well, let me just tell you, it goes places. It's not done going places. I'm glad you're playing it. I'm interested to see what you think.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play it, but when I got it for that, you know, the $5.
$10 or whatever.
Well, yeah, because I got it for $5 because I had that Game, you know, GameStop has that when you get $5 every month.
Yeah.
So I end up really just getting it for five and some change.
Yeah, I think you'll be happy with, not happy. I think you'll enjoy that experience.
See, I wanted a game that I can just play and not worry about trying to platinum it and spending like 3 months on, which I knew I wasn't going to platinum that because I'm not going to try to play it on the hardest levels. Because I didn't the Last of Us 2. I just played it on normal.
I don't remember if you have to play it on the harder levels to get it.
I think you do. I'll look after I'm done, but
you can. The accessibility stuff, like I said, changes that game for me. Like when I went prone in that game, I was completely invisible.
Mm-hmm.
I changed all the button tap stuff to button holds. It just makes life so much easier. Like if I screw up and I get spotted because I'm bad at stealth, I just lay down. Everything's fine.
Yep.
And so I'll tell you what has me kind of wondering. They're re-releasing the remaster. They're remastering the remaster of Last of Us. For PlayStation 5. And one of the things they said they were adding was accessibility controls to mirror The Last of Us Part 2. So I wonder if this is finally my time to play. I've seen videos all the way through. I know what happens in Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this is finally my time to experience that.
You should, because it's so good.
Yeah, and have those moments for myself.
Yeah, because they try to do some of those little moments in here, but it doesn't have the feeling as the first one. There's a few things in games I never like. Like in this game, like you have Ellie and Dina are running through, and they have to go through all these traps and landmines and stuff like that. But then all of a sudden, Jesse shows up. Okay, Jesse, how'd you get there? How'd you go through all the traps?
Right.
If Tommy's all the way already through, so how did Tommy go around all those traps? Which I know that's just minor, like stuff you shouldn't worry about. Stuff like that always bothers me when I see that.
Yeah, that's something I didn't even pay attention to. I'd like to hear where you are. So we'll see next week. I think you'll enjoy it though all the way through.
I would not doubt if I've completed it by next week.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like running through pretty quick, pretty good.
Are you jonesing to play like right now?
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much played it. I skipped on doing yard work. I just said, oh, it's too hot. And I just played pretty much all day yesterday.
Now I know you, not to pivot off of video games. I know you got that mower. Are you mowing your own yard now?
No, I'm using everything but the mower. Well, I use the mower to do one part of the yard, but that's it.
You're still having somebody mow, though.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it's so much easier for them.
So when you say you're skipping on yard work, you're still have a manicured yard. You're just not doing the fit and finish.
Yeah, because they won't cut in some areas. Like there's a steep that goes like in my backyard. You can't see my hand.
It just falls off hard.
Yeah. It has an angle, so they won't use their riding lawnmower down there. And the guy doesn't weed eat over there, so I have to get the weed eater out and weed eat. Because if not, it's going to turn into a fucking forest. And then I'm slowly cutting back, like, the limbs and trees, so I have a bigger backyard. And then my side, my neighbor has weeds that have turned into trees back there. And so I'm trying to keep them off of growing onto my house on the corner.
Right.
Because if not, it gets pretty bad. So I spend most of my time just like cutting that shit up and burning it.
I have a ton of limbs that I need to burn, but I'm too much of a coward when it comes to fire to burn them.
Just get a barrel.
I've got a barrel. It takes too long. I have like a trailer full. Put like 8 limbs in, wait for them to burn. 8 limbs in, wait for it to burn. I got a wood chipper. That's great. That goes fairly quick, but
I forgot you got that.
Yep.
Let me show you what I'm talking about. All right. Can you see the screen?
Yeah.
So this right here, all that in the middle, it's actually comes about 15, 20 feet up the side, and it's all on their side. So I'm and it's all this on the, where my, all that's going on the side of my house.
So oh, yeah. It's like slowly taking your house over.
Yeah, I'm having to cut all that down. And there's my neighbor with all the, well, they don't have, luckily they don't have the cars. You don't see, oh shit, it went too far. Come over just a little bit more. Yeah, so down this, see as it goes down a hill?
Yep.
And they won't cut back in that area right here where my, the hand is going. So I have to get the weed eater out and cut out there. And they won't even weed eat out there.
Why?
I don't know. He just won't weed eat. And I'm never
here.
That's
tough because I would be like, hey, you got to do your job, but I know you don't pay him very much.
Yeah, we pay him $20 to do all that. See, I want to get this driveway like a little bit better looking.
Your driveway is weird. It's really patchy.
Mm-hmm. So I constantly have to put down spray to weed killer and grass killer to kill, because if not, it grows like crazy.
Yeah, you just need somebody to you just need a load of gravel and somebody to spread it out, spray it really good.
Well, I want to like shape it up also.
You have a really wide looking driveway.
Because we can park three cars straight across.
Yeah, it's really wide.
And see, because my neighbors, what they'll do is they'll drive through these people with this big ass tree. They'll cut to the corner of my driveway and park all up in this yard, and they'll have like three or four trucks in there.
Lovely.
But then they'll pull out, and then they spit all my gravel. Like on the, all this is almost bare now because they took all the gravel and spit it out in the road.
You know what you do without calling the police? You put a fence up.
I would. That's what these people down here do.
You put a fence up between the two houses. And then they can't.
Yeah, so that's what they've done.
Yeah. I think that might be the move.
Yeah, but we're not trying to stay here, stay there long. Yeah.
Maybe don't park a Ford Ranger in the front like your neighbor here has done with a fence, but I think a fence. They had that Ford fucking Ranger slammed in the front.
Mm-hmm. But some of the cops told me just to put wooden boards going across and put nails up.
That's shitty. That's way more. The fence is way less passive aggressive, way more passive aggressive than that.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, you got anything else?
No, I'll update you on Last of Us 2 as I play.
Yeah, let's know. I think you'll be finished by next week.
Yeah, I should be. Unless my wife decides it wants to watch something.
Yeah, it's not incredibly long, but it's really. I enjoyed it. I think it's a thought provoking game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Dan, I think, is actually out next week as well. We may try to record on a different day to see if we can get him on. If not, we'll have to record on a different day to even get you on, because you're out as well.
Yeah, we're both going out of town for 4th of July.
Together again.
No.
And so we'll try to figure it out because you guys vacation together. But either way, we'll have something up.
Correct.
This is 493, right?
Yes.
All right, remember, you can support us over at Patreon, patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on the social medias at @game_Stitch. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.